Greetings to each one in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stolsis, sharing with you this week. Up to this point, I have been sharing on Hebrews 4:12, where it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul, spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts." Well, today I'd like to just look a little bit at the intents of the hearts. I don't have a lot on this, but, you know, so many times, I think we need wisdom to discern the intents of the hearts. Because so often we think negative of someone. When someone does something, we think they're doing it because they have a wicked heart. Or maybe not even just a wicked heart, but let's say it's a brother. Let's say it's a brother in the Lord. Or let's say it's someone in church. And they do something and immediately we react. And we think they're doing it out of a reason that is not positive. But, you know, so many times we assume the worst in people. And I'd like to just today, just to make a plea, let's assume the best in people let's assume them innocent until proven guilty. It seems even in the world it's that way. People are guilty until proven innocent. Let's say, let's turn this around and let's think the best of people. Let's have, let the scripture, the Holy Spirit, guide us with as we consider the intents of our hearts and the intents of other people. Because it's something that I have noticed many times in my own life when I hear of someone that did something, I assume the worst in them. I think, well, why did they do this? They must they must have wrong intentions. But you know, so many times people just they made a mistake, or maybe I didn't hear the whole story. So I would just make a plea to each one of you. And in my life, that we would look at people and assume that they are innocent unless they are proven guilty. And let the scripture, let God's word help us to come to that place, to see the best in people, and to realize that many times the intent of their heart is not wicked. Maybe they're even being led by the word, and we're the ones that are not in tune with God. So I just pray that each one of us would see the best in people and would not immediately judge them in a negative way, but rather look at them in a positive way. Lord bless you today.